True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, how about it? It ought to be a fun one today, Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. December 5th, 2025 is the date. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn, on X at G underscore Kuhn 71, alongside me. On site at the Regalia Shopping Center for our toy truck drive. Last day, you have 2 hours to get here, drop off those gifts, drop off the cash. We take all of it. But joining me is Connor Dunning on X at CDunning929. Connor, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, Gabe. I'm going to miss your intro once we aren't doing toy truck anymore. I might play it every single day just for tradition purposes. But I got to open up today's show with an awesome story. So first off, it has been a tremendous day here at Regalia Shopping Center. Again, we are located between Salsa and Bog and Barley. The donations, money, and toys today have been amazing. They are doing a matching day, the Salvation Army. They have an unnamed sponsor who is helping us out today, and we have gotten a lot of cash donations today as well as toys. But there's this really cool story. So this young man named Harris Highlander has a December birthday. And he decided, after he heard about our toy truck, that at his birthday party, all of his friends and family that brought him gifts, all of those gifts were going to come to our toy truck.
Wow.
Because he has a December birthday. So he said, I'm going to get all of my presents for Christmas this year. Let's make sure that we help those out in need. So this is Harris Highlander. Thank
awesome.
You so much. What an awesome story that is.
Wow. Double the gifts. And it's been a good turnout every single day. Shout out to all of you listeners
out
there.
Yes, it's been amazing. We'll be here until 6 p.m. tonight.
Yep, and back at the home base, our fearless leader, Brad Carson on X at Brad Carson. Brad, how you doing, brother?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This first conversation about this Memphis coaching search might be interesting for you, huh?
We were having fun with this. If you didn't know, I also produce the Jason
and John
show. Oh, yeah,
I listened. I listen.
Between 11 and 2 weekdays here on 92.9, in addition to being on the air on the river. And Jason tried to pin me down, and he said, Brad is gaslighting the Memphis fan base. And to that I would say, yes, I am. This is one of those rare occasions where if Dan goes to either place, it's good for me, you know, so I'm fine with it.
I hear you. Now, we have 2 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM ESPN.
2 hours of talk!
Guest-wise, we're loaded up. DeMichael Cole on Grizzlies at 4:30, David Cobb at 5 o'clock on championship weekend and the coaching carousel. And then 5:30, we'll make you some money with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Obviously, we'll have small talk to end the show. Grizzlies will be on later on 92.9 FM ESPN. So there's that. Brad just mentioned the river, And we do have a special guest joining
Hello.
Us.
Hello, check.
His name is
for this first segment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ron Olson. Ron Olson. Ron,
try to keep this on the rails.
Button? What's happening?
Fantastic.
Well, I had a nice nap, so I came back. At, number one, I'm excited to hear who the Tiger potential coach is going to be. Number one, I came by to hear because you guys know.
I'm sure you've heard the
rumors.
So, yeah. Like, who do you want?
I'd like to see the guy from Las Vegas to show up myself.
Dan Mullins.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I think. I mean, I would buy season tickets myself.
Yeah.
That's from a tight man. I would buy tickets. I might buy four tickets.
Whoa. I truthfully believe you would probably get around 30,000 plus season ticket holders if Dan Mullins
was
the coach.
Oh, my God. Yes. Even the Mississippi State fans would come back.
In a new stadium, or not new stadium, but renovated stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Could be a good time.
A friend of mine who told me the other day just casually said, I said, man, I wish they'd get, you know, I can't, talking about the coach leaving. And I said, we got the new stadium. It's going to be beautiful. And I said, I can't wait to go. And he said, let me show you something. He pulls out a folder. He's already bought a suite up there. And he showed me all the pictures.
Can't hide money.
Sweet.
He's got 16 tickets come with each suite. And he was showing me the photos, and I thought, I am going to be your best friend. He goes, I don't even know 16 people.
Yeah, get me involved.
My
wife and my 1-year-old.
Scooter, if you're listening, we want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Make that the official booth. Anyway, I did tell a sports story to Connor this other day that I think I might have been the only guy in the country that put a bet on the New York Giants.
Against the Patriots.
What?
Why?
I know. That's why I don't do sports talk radio. You know, I don't know what, because I think the NFL is screwy.
You a Giants fan or something?
No. I like Scataboo, but I forgot he's got a broken leg, so he's not playing anymore. And I like Dart. I thought Dart.
And Scataboo and Dart need to change their style.
Yes,
they're not
going
to be in the league long.
Anyway,
they're here for a good time, not a long time.
So this morning we were talking about, I was talking to Connor about you, and I thought, I want to play a little game with Gabe this morning. And so this afternoon, so are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Sure. Here's what I want to do.
So this is good.
See what I got here? What's that?
That's a $100 bill.
That's a hundred.
Oh, is it counterfeit or is it real?
No, it's a real deal. It's a $100 bill, and I'm going to put it in that kettle, wherever the kettle is out front. But I want to play a game with you, so I'm going to need, Brad, I'm going to need 1 minute on the game clock if you can pull up a bet of some sort.
Okay, here. It's a clock.
And here's the topic, okay?
Okay.
I want you, Gabe. In 1 minute time, Brad, I want you to count this down for me.
Okay.
Or he's working on a bed. And in 1 minute time, I want you and people.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh,
sorry.
That's the buzzer.
Game over, Gabe.
Game over.
I'm going to do clocks by Coldplay for a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's good. We want you to name in 1 minute. Are you ready?
Yep.
5 famous Gabes or Gabriels.
Go. Okay.
All ready?
Gabriel Iglesias.
That's one.
Oh, my gosh. This is actually very tough.
You got a minute.
Angel Gabriel. Can we do that?
Nah.
No.
Gotta be first
that
name.
Counts.
No. Gotta be
that
first
counts.
Name. You gotta be first
50
name.
Seconds left. 50 seconds.
That is the first name. What are we talking? No. It's Gabriel.
I know you're arguing.
So I'm at 2.
Okay.
Clearly.
No, you're one.
Here's $100.
All
right, we'll give it to you.
Think of the kids that will benefit.
40
Gabe
seconds.
Davis. Gabe Davis.
That's one.
That's two, right?
That's two.
That's right. 3.
30 seconds.
Oh, gosh. 30 seconds. This is tough.
I know. It's tougher than you think. Have you got any over there?
I've got a couple. I've got a couple. I'll be able to help out.
All right.
This is not good radio.
10 seconds.
So we got
this
officially.
Is great. 10 seconds.
Three officially.
Okay. All right. Give me
5 seconds.
I need time. Can you
Okay.
Help?
I got this. Let me step in.
All right.
Gabriel Byrne. Gabe Vincent. Gabe Kaplan.
Gabriel
Iglesias. Gabe Davis.
Wow.
I saved the children. You're welcome, Gabe. You're welcome. I'm a hero. I know.
Do you have another 100 to give him?
Wow.
But you got Iglesias, Gabe, Fluffy in there, right?
Fluffy in there.
And then
Gabriel Byrne, the actor.
Yep.
Gabe Kaplan.
Who's
Kaplan?
Is a comedian.
Gabriel Byrne is in Miller's Crossing. He's in Usual Suspects. He's in a new horror movie, Hereditary. He was in Hereditary.
Yeah, he's good.
Gabe Kaplan is a comedian.
Sure.
And then, of course, you have Gabe Davis. Gabe Vincent,
right.
Lakers.
Right.
Gabe Kapler. manager.
Gabe Kaplan, boom.
Former outfielder.
And then then I asked Chad a while ago, I said, is there a famous Gabe in the Bible? And they go, yeah, Gabriel's in the Bible. We didn't think about that.
Oh, that's
true. Said Gabriel had a big job. He was big time. Gabriel was God's top messenger angel. He was the one that broke the news to Mary that she was going to have baby Jesus. I thought, man, that's about as big as Gabriel can get right there.
And y'all didn't count it. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, that kind of fits, you know.
It does.
You know, radio every day, that's telling people about the Memphis coaching
That's
search.
Right. Yes. That's right.
So
do we still get the $100?
We get the $100.
We got the $100.
Yes. Connor saved us.
And again, it is a matching day, so that's going to turn into $200 for the kids.
Thanks to you, brother. Good smart.
Boom, thank you.
You got a good partner here, man. This guy's smart.
He's all right.
I love it then. All right, I'm going to go put this in the kettle. Y'all have a great night, and God bless you, man. Keep
thank
up the good
you
work.
To Keep Ron Olson.
The legend, Ron
the
Olson.
The legend.
And I'll have somebody verify that I put it in the bucket. I'll make Rachel watch me.
Okay.
Rock on.
All right.
Thank y'all. Have fun. I'll be
what listening. Else would you do with 100? By the way, before you walk off. Oh, you can't.
Don't go there.
All right, all right.
But I'm just glad I got to use the COVID mic here before the on the show.
She's the woman with COVID this morning, yeah.
Right. This lady who's a
mask.
She comes in. She's wearing a mask. We don't think anything about the mask. So she's a lot of funny. She's got a lot of stuff to say. And then I said, well, sit down. We're going to talk to you on the radio. Let's go. So she sits down and she's fumbling with the mask and we're about ready to go. And she said, should I leave this on or off? And I said, I don't know. And she goes, well, I'm recovering from COVID. So I said, really? I said, what's your definition of recovering from COVID? Was it a month ago? Or was it, how do you know you're recovering from it?
This was after she hugged everybody, too.
Right. I made sure she hugged. I made him hug Chris Michaels, our boss, who's a big germaphobe.
Oh, mega germaphobe.
She was draped all over him like just hugging and hugging on him.
Did you get a hug?
No. I did. No, but we had a fire hose come in. We washed the mic down earlier with a fire hose.
Yes,
so
we did.
We're hoping it'll be good. So, anyway, shocking.
All right. Well, Ron, enjoy your weekend.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
And all the ball. Okay. All the ball.
Don't bet on the Giants.
He's got to take off the headphones.
Don't bet on the Giants, Ron.
All right. That was great. And thank you, Connor, for making sure we got the donation.
Absolutely.
But now we have to get into it. And I'm glad Brad's in here, UNLV guy.
Running Rebels. We'll be on TV tonight.
We have a lot that has changed in the last 24 hours with the Memphis head coaching search. And before we get into the names and what has happened, I have to give a quick shout-out. With Silverfield out, and he's hitting the ground running in Arkansas. I was on Arkansas radio earlier today. It seems like they're kind of happy with him. He's done a full week of PR at the basketball game, slapping five.
Sure.
But Reggie Howard, coaches.
Reggie Howard, who was a GA when I finished my time at the University of Memphis, former NFL guy, former Tiger, loves this city. He has done a good job with recruiting. He and the rest of the Memphis staff have the top recruiting class in the American Conference, even though there's no head coach. And we do not know who that is going to be. So shout out to him. Shout out to him for getting that done. All right, now, some intel. I think the usual suspects, same names are involved. Jerry Mack, Kennesaw State, who plays tonight in the CUSA championship game. Charles Huff, although that one's a little shaky at the moment. I've heard from different people that he's not getting the same type of traction or interest that he got at the beginning of the search, beginning of this week. And then Dan Mullen. Now, yesterday, I said that Dan Mullen was probably not going to end up at Memphis. It was very unlikely. Now, I still believe it is unlikely. But in the past 24 hours, I have heard that there is a bit of mutual interest. Now, we know what it would take to get him away from UNLV. They pay him $3.5 million a year. If Memphis were to hire him straight from there after a year, it's a $4 million buyout, then they'd probably have to exceed that number on a per-year basis. So $4 million, $5 million, what have you. Now, why is Dan Mullen in the conversation, even though it seemed very unlikely yesterday? Well, it seems we have a situation on our hands. A little bit of disagreement within the athletic department and the big money boosters. That does not mean they can't come to a compromise, but that seems to be the story I am hearing. It seems like Ed Scott, Memphis athletic director, is a big fan of Jerry Mack at Kennesaw State. Turned them around from 2-10 to 9-3, playing in a championship game tonight. And it feels like the donors, the big money boosters, are really pushing for Dan Mullen. They want excitement. They want butts in seats with a renovated stadium. They want to prove their worth to all of the different conferences out there in the Power Four that they are a power conference team. Now, we could have a debate about if Dan Mullen would make any difference in those conversations, but that's for another day. I think Ed Scott is in a situation that's kind of precarious because ultimately these big money boosters pay the coach. They're the ones who raise the money, pay buyouts, pay the salary, do all of that. And Ed Scott disagrees with them. So ultimately, what does he do? He doesn't want to get strong-armed, I'm sure, as an athletic director, but those boosters pay a lot of bills. Those boosters, you have to stay in a good relationship with them. And I don't know what the right decision is at this current moment. But if you want to know what I think about Jerry Mack versus Dan Mullen, I really do think they're both very good options. They're different. They're way different. Mullen's pricey. He's more the right now option. He would probably leave for a Power Four, depending on the coaching carousel, what jobs open up in a year or two. But you may have a really extremely high ceiling, college football playoff, that type of thing. And I think you would get recruits. He can coach quarterbacks. The offense would be very fun. But if you do pay that amount of money to go get Dan Mullen, how much are those boosters going to be willing to pay in NIL and rev share and all those different facets? But Jerry Mack, I do like. I really do. I like him more than Charles Huff, the more I have thought about it. Obviously, if he were to come to the University of Memphis, he's got the ties. He could keep some recruits in town. Forgive me for saying that because I know that's what was said about Larry Porter way back in the day, and he was on that staff. But he could keep some of the big recruits in town, right? All these Memphis kids, they go elsewhere. They go Power Four. They go SEC. Maybe he could steal a couple. And his quarterback, Amari Odom, is an absolute stud. He really is a good player, and he's only a sophomore. So you would have 2 years of a quarterback he's familiar with. He'd bring over his staff. You could potentially hit the ground running. Now, it's a step up in competition in the American. You're going to have to deal with Tulane. You're going to have to deal with South Florida with Brian Hartline. We'll see what North Texas under Neil Brown looks like, but maybe they take a step back. But, you know, the big thing I hear about Jerry Mack from the fan base is that he's only got 1 year of FBS experience. Now, that 1 year is very good. Turned around a 2-10 Kennesaw State that just moved into the FBS to a 9-3 team that's competing for a championship and favorite in a championship. But I want to let people know he is proven. He has proven himself as a head coach, not as a play caller. He was the OC at Rice for a couple of years. He's got to get the right coordinators. He's more of a CEO-style head coach. But Miak in the FCS, when he was at North Carolina Central, he won in 4 years 3 MEAC championships, went to a Celebration Bowl. That's not the easiest of jobs. And then obviously we have the proof there at Kennesaw State. And I do think the relationships he's made along the way at Tennessee, at Rice, all these sort of different stops he has had, he's got relationships in the business where he could go find some good coaches to fill out his staff. So I think both of these candidates are very good. I know what Memphis fans want at the moment. It's Dan Mullen, but I do want to let people know I think both of these guys would do a good job here.
So I think that Jerry Mack would be an okay, good hire for Memphis if Dan Mullen says no. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Because, again, we've all heard the same rumors. The boosters want Dan Mullen. Ed Scott's leaning more Jerry Mack. And I understand that this is his first big hire. He wants to hire his guy. But at the end of the day, if the other option is Dan Mullen, who is a proven coach at a high level who would get butts in seats, which we can be honest about it, is a huge problem for Memphis right now. That is one of the priorities.
Massive.
You have got to get this coaching hire right, not only to get wins on the field, but to get butts in the seats. And if your boosters, the people who are funding your program and your athletic department as a whole, want Dan Mullen, you make him say no. So if Dan Mullen says no, and then you hire Jerry Mack, I'm all good with it. If you hire Jerry Mack without getting an answer from Dan Mullen, I think that's a huge risk. Because if Dan Mullen is your hire, and he doesn't work out for whatever reason, you can at least say, I took a swing and went and got Dan Mullen. I tried to get a big name for the University of Memphis. I will go get those big fish. If you say no to Dan Mullen and take Jerry Mack and he fails, Ed Scott's going too.
Right.
And so that's what he has to weigh right now. So if you're Ed Scott, you almost have to hope and pray that if Dan Mullen doesn't have interest in Memphis, he publicly says no. Because then that gives you the green light completely to hire Jerry Mack. But I just, my gut, when I heard all of this news and I heard all these rumors, I said, if your boosters want Dan Mullen, you go and get Dan Mullen until he says no.
Another thing that could work in Mack's favor, Jerry Mack's favor, is he will be substantially cheaper, and the money that they're willing to spend on Mullen could be spent on the roster. And I think that's big for a coach taking over a program like Memphis, where you're probably going to have a mass exodus. You've already had Arrington made in the quarterback room. It is going to be thin. We'll see what happens with A.J. Hill, but I'd imagine he gets into the portal and maybe follows Ryan, maybe doesn't. He'll have offers a lot of different places. So that's something to think about as well. That money that you're willing to spend on Dan Mullen, if you ultimately get Jerry Mack, use that on the roster. Use that in revenue.
Sure. I would have to assume, though, the boosters understand that if you're going to have to pay a price for Dan Mullen, you will also then have to foot the bill for the roster that he will require.
Sure.
That's got to come hand in hand.
But that's a lot of money.
Sure.
That's a lot of money. You're digging into your pockets a whole lot.
But that ain't my money.
But I would say this as well, to your point. Dan Mullen could give you a heck of a return on investment.
Well, exactly. Those season tickets might be able to offset that cost a little bit. Now, I have heard some people – I want to talk about the stepping stone thing real quick. Because some people – it's not a large group of people, but some are against Dan Mullen because there is an idea if he came here, he would leave at the first opportunity. In my opinion, that is the reality of being a G5 school.
Yes.
If you can get a coach like Dan Mullen, and he has motivation to win here at Memphis,
right,
that works out for everybody. That's in everyone's best interest.
What I would say is,
it's the reality unless you get into a power conference.
Two things. Ryan Silverfield, the day he got the job, said, I want to be here long term. I'm not thinking about a stepping stone. Ends up at Arkansas. Now, granted, there's a lot that happened in between then and now, where we sit today. So there's that. Also, Jerry Mack would do the same.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
He would do the exact same.
Absolutely.
If he has a lot of success here and somebody comes calling in the SEC and they have an open gig, he would probably go as well. It's a lot more money. It's a bigger stage, and that's what coaches do.
Well,
coaches have an ego. Coaches, they want to be in the limelight to a certain extent. They want to coach the best talent. So even if Jerry Mack was the hire and he had success, he would go as well. So, I think the acceptance should already be there that Memphis is a stepping stone job until something drastic changes. But I would also make the case: how many jobs are you go there and you stay there for life in Alabama? You know what I mean?
Or Alabama, like, Georgia,
but there's
Ohio State.
What's the number we would estimate? Like 10 in the country that aren't
fewer than that.
6, 7, 8.
I don't know. Oh God.
I'm not going to make
that
joke.
It's definitely Alabama, Ohio State. I think right now Georgia. Kirby Smart. There's no reason for him to leave. Is that the only three? That's the only three I can think of.
Oregon's turning into it.
If DeBoer ever got fired,
Lanning's gotten a lot of offers.
Yeah. Well, and you have the Phil Knight money there. Real quick, I do want to make another point about Jerry Mack. Again, like you said, the Dan Mullen thing is still a possibility. It's a hope right now. You have the booster support, but you have to – I still haven't seen a report of mutual interest from Dan Mullen to Memphis, so I think that we're still waiting on that. There's rumors of it, but I still need a report before I can really latch onto that. But if you get Dan Mullen, and let's say he has huge success here, and you have to hire another coach in 2 years, guess who still might be there?
Jerry Mack.
Jerry Mack.
And Charles Huff. So, yes, I would be willing to trade in a 1 or 2 year boost, a CFP, even a conference title appearance at this point. It's been 6 years. Well, I would trade that in for, you know, this short term boost and paying all this money.
If Dan Mullen is a realistic option at this point and you have the money to do it, you should do it. If he says no, Jerry Mack is cool with me. But you got to make sure Dan Mullen says no first. Because imagine a world in which you have a newly renovated stadium, Dan Mullen, and a ton of season ticket holders.
It would be a ton.
That's a fun world to live in.
It would be a ton. Brad, I want to ask you this. You're probably more in tune with the UNLV money situation. Mm-hmm. What is that looking like, right? Could he be using Memphis to get a boost in pay at UNLV for the time being?
Yeah, maybe. But, you're not going to get too much more, you know, in either spot. So he's good to go.
It would just be a match.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. So like four and a half, five.
Yeah, I think if you're Memphis, you're paying him, you're paying his buyout, obviously, to the school. And then I would think you'd probably need to even get above five if I'm him, right? Like, because I'm moving stuff. Like, it's a short-term thing in a lot of ways. You're probably looking at six if I'm an agent, don't you think, Gabe?
Mm, that's SEC Big Ten money.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to pay. But you're Memphis. You want to you already tried
sit at five.
My whole thing is you're Memphis. I mean, you already tried to pay to be in a big conference. You guys are big boys, you know. Go pay it.
Yeah, and that's something I do like about the way this is playing out. This is a big boy search. This is how it happens at power conference schools.
Act like SEC. A power. Yeah, that's what you are.
You have boosters that want their guy, and you have an AD sometimes who does not necessarily agree with it. And there's that tug of war that you have to figure out along the way.
Why do you think Ed Scott is it the buyout? Is it the cost that he may be weighing? Because it can't be a resume thing.
I think it's cost and sort of longevity. At least with Jerry Mack, you'd probably keep him for a few more years. But, you know, you don't know about his ceiling. And also, in the American Conference, you don't know about his floor. So, like, I think that, you know, price and longevity would be the answer why Ed Scott would prefer Jerry Mack.
The price thing is dumb. You're a big boy conference school.
Yeah, yeah. And you, if you're trying to prove it to the power conferences,
right,
this would be a way to do that. Oh, they paid $5 million per year?
Exactly.
Plus a $4 million buyout to go get Dan Mullen? You're putting your money where your mouth is.
I just also think it's going to be a tough sell, man. If your boosters have already come out in support of Dan Mullen and you say no to that, you can't sell the, well, he costs too much. You can't sell that to your fan base.
Would some of those guys hold their money back?
Ooh.
Yeah.
For roster.
I think it's smart on Ed's part, and you hope to get Mullen, and then it's a hedge, right? So let's just say he doesn't, and then you look like a rock star either way. You know, it's a beautiful hedge if you're the AD, because you look like a genius, and you have an out if you go with the booster guy.
All right, I got to ask y'all a question. And Connor, I did run this by you to, you know, ask if I should even bring it up on the show. I got followed by the Kennesaw State tight ends coach last night on Twitter, on X.
Hey.
I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm not saying that that's, it means anything, but I don't think it's nothing.
I don't think it's nothing. I'm curious if it's more intel, if he's trying to see what the conversation is.
Or he saw me just tweet about his head coach.
He also probably saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't want to get twisted here. We are fans of Jerry Mack. It's just the idea and possibility of Dan Mullen is one you must explore before you move to Jerry Mack.
With how much positive momentum also they've had with getting money, getting boosters and donors to give big money, I don't want to see those guys get angry or feel like they don't have a say. You know what I mean?
Plus,
because
didn't we?
They're the ones ultimately that get you the players. And as much as we're talking about coaches right now, players win. You can ask Kirby, Nick Saban. You can ask all of them.
Gabe, can I ask you this publicly? And that is, did we just have a coach leave us that the boosters and the AD were not on the same page with?
No, I think everybody was kind of on the same page.
So the boosters were in lockstep with the Ryan Silverfield hire.
Yeah, I think. Obviously, there's.
There were some that were not, is what I heard.
There's a couple that want to get to an American Conference title like we all want.
I think
how clean the program was. You're talking about
when they hired him.
Oh, there was definitely some disagreement
there. We go.
But I think with the Cotton Bowl coming off that success, they wanted continuity.
Well, and the players were so behind them.
That was a player hire.
But you can't make a player hire.
Right. It wasn't a bad player hire. We've seen worse.
Oh, we've seen much worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and if I know it's Matt Campbell now at Penn State, but if it's Terry Smith, that could be a complete disaster.
Oh boy.
But y'all want percentages from me? How I'm feeling?
Sure,
right now?
Yeah.
Not Kalshi, not those. You know.
Sure.
Those things.
Yeah, because what? Mine was like 90% last time I looked.
does Kalshi and like Polly Market, do they just move with betters?
Tweets.
I have no idea.
Yes, they move with tweets. I was told by John.
So it's like social media. It's
everything, and it's all ridiculous.
Yeah, and last time I checked, somebody sent it 91%.
Yeah, Dan Mullen.
That ain't it. I'm telling you. So here's where I'm at. I'm at about 65% Jerry Mack. That's what I think is likely going to happen. Over 50%. Very likely. But Dan Mullen, I was at zero yesterday. I'm willing to say 20% a possibility. There's a pretty, you know.
So 65 plus 20.
Yes.
Where's that other?
What's the?
The rest
is Huff?
It's Huff or another name that we don't know.
Bobby Petrino? No.
Oh, God.
We're not getting any coordinators?
Yeah, Bobby Petrino, no, please. Hugh Freeze?
No,
Freeze or one of these like Kyle Flood or one of these other cats, like these offensive dudes.
Hugh Freeze is hilarious, though. I mean, the fact that he's lobbying for jobs, he has called everybody in the South who has a coaching opening to try to get that job. But then, you know, he goes on with the Auburn on three guys and blames everybody else but himself. I can't imagine when you're looking for a job, that's a good PR move.
No.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I still think it's going to be Jerry Mack. But the Dan Mullen thing really does have some legs. Mm. Still unlikely, though. Still unlikely.
I don't think that it was leaked the boosters are behind him by accident.
Boosters are trying to get
boosters,
the pressure
it will,
made some calls.
Of Memphis Tiger Twitter on them.
Yeah, they made some phone calls.
It will suck, though, if Jerry's not good and we hired the Kennesaw State coach, bro. That's all I got to say on that.
Yeah,
that's why you have to make sure Dan says no.
Go heavy. You're a big time team.
That's fine.
With Dan, it's kind of funny. Obviously, if you were in the market for a coach last year, you could have got him.
Yeah,
but they weren't. What do you think the big holdup would be for Dan Mullen? Because he likes Memphis. He's talked about it in the past.
You're a year away from just doing this anyway.
Everybody's posting.
That would be it.
Yeah, everybody's posting the video of him talking about the facilities and how good they are.
Uh-huh.
So I think he would be the coach at Memphis. Like if it was UNLV and Memphis last year, I think Memphis would have won that battle.
No question.
But what would be the big holdup now? I think personally, Dan knows he's probably going to get a bigger job here soon.
Right.
So he can just stand pat. But also, Dan seems like a decent guy, and I don't think he wants the job hopper 1 year. In 1 year out. I don't think he wants that attached to his name.
I just think when you look at UNLV, they have a deficit right now in their athletic department. And they are, if you're looking at UNLV and you're Dan Mullen, you can say it's easier to win here. I'm not going to have to rebuild again at Memphis. That could be a factor, but you have more spending power at Memphis. You're going to have better facilities at Memphis. You're going to have probably a better talent at Memphis. It is going to be a little bit more of a difficult conference, I think. But
and you see, you can get back to the SEC.
But
you also have three coaches.
You also have multiple teams in the American that are going to have to rebuild, and you're already in the region that you ultimately want to be back in.
Right. Right.
So those are the pros for Memphis if you're Dan Mullen. The negatives are maybe you just get an extension at UNLV. You're going to probably do this in a year or two anyway, and the Mountain West is weaker. It might be easier to win.
Last thing, I was thinking about this. Coaching carousel, it was so vast this year, so everybody's getting a new coach. How many jobs are going to be open in the next couple of years with all of the hires?
I mean, how many? Did we expect this many jobs to be open this year? Think about
this is going
to
happen every year, though.
But you're going to have first and second year coaches. I don't think everybody's going to be, even if they struggle, I don't think everybody's going to be in the business of immediately firing these guys.
Oh, I think you're naive because now the stakes are so high at all these schools, firings are going to come faster across the board. It's just the NIL playoff era now.
I hear you. All right, let's go ahead and grab our first break of the day. When we come back to Michael Cole on the Grizzlies, stick around.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, use Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine, all deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
Well, I wanted to wait for the drop, but can't do it. DeMichael Cole is on the line. Don't want to keep him waiting. He is the Grizzlies beat reporter for the Commercial Appeal. He is on X at DeMichael C. And you just heard him for 2 hours. He is the Friday co-host, the company part of Jeffrey Wright and Company. DeMichael, how's it going?
How we doing, Gabe? How we doing?
I am doing well. Before we talk NBA and Grizzlies, you have any takes on the Memphis football opening? What you got?
Nothing substantial, guys. I here's where I stand. I know people want this to be done rather quickly, but I do think that there's kind of a ripple effect. And George mentioned this during the show as well. I thought it was a really good point. The Iowa State job opening up might, you know, like I know people have the Dan Mullen kind of a fever right now. I like the idea of a guy, you know, like Jerry Mack. I like Mack. I like Huff. Like, there's some good candidates out there. I think they'll end up with a good candidate regardless of how this plays out. I don't know if this will be done as quickly as people want it to be.
I think by Monday we'll be talking about a new coach. That's what I think.
If that's the case, I think it's going to be a guy who really, really wants to be here.
Yeah, you know, I think Jerry Mack really wants to be here.
Type guys, it's going to take a little bit longer.
And by the way, I asked these guys if it means anything, but I got a follow from a Kennesaw State staffer. You think that means anything?
Oh, that definitely would mean something. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rock on. All right. Now, getting into the Grizzlies, they're playing a whole lot better, and the reason they're doing it is because of Zach Edey. Just holler at me about what you've seen, what you've heard regarding Zach Edey and this emergence.
I mean, it's been impressive. It's been super impressive. I don't know where to start because it's so many different factors. The number one factor is the health. Right, he got this ankle procedure done in the summer, and Zach Edey isn't in the excuse-making business, but he's kind of started to open up a lot more lately just about how limited he was last season. He felt like he couldn't move, like he was used to being able to move, and it kind of played into some of the things that people were saying about his NBA prospects, like, oh, when he has to play in spacing, he's not going to be able to survive in NBA and things like that. But as it turns out, a lot of what we saw, what people kind of used as like, see, I told you, was more so just him playing on like one ankle. So he's healthier, he feels better. That's number one. And then there's the typical year one to year two jump. You know, mentally things slow down for you. There's that part. And then him being as physically gifted as he is, there's that part as well. Like even with the ankle procedure in offseason, if you go back to his end of season media availability, he talked a lot about, I got to get stronger. Because these other centers in the NBA cannot be pushing me off of my spot. And we saw a lot of those hook shots that Zach Edey took last season. I'm looking at him, I'm like, look at the depth of these shots. Like, it almost felt like he was taking mid-range jumpers and hook shots because the other bigs would push him out on the block so far. Whereas at Purdue, it was get out of my way, put guys under the rim, and he just had to turn around and drop it in the basket. And we've seen a lot more of that lately. But one of the better quotes that I've heard from Zach Edey recently was, like, how – he kind of compared the way he's feeling right now. It's sort of like Purdue in a way. And that should be the scariest thing for anyone to hear because, like, many people had the idea that Purdue, the way they got him the ball, the way he played at Purdue, just wouldn't be able to translate to the NBA. But if you look at the way he's scoring and things like that, it looks very similar to how he got his baskets at Purdue.
Yeah, and I never understood the draft sort of thought process. Like, I thought he was a little slow-footed, and we know if he's in a switch, it's tough when he's on a guard. But every center seems to have to deal with that. What amazes me about him that I didn't quite foresee, his ability to run the floor, his conditioning, and how fast he moves. Like, I don't know if he's gotten faster since Purdue, but he moves really well, DeMichael.
Yeah, I mean, And I remember when he was at Purdue, when everyone used to talk about how, one, he didn't get hurt, and the other part of it was he was playing 38, 39 minutes for most of those games. Like, and people tried to make it a knock in a way, like, oh, the only reason he wasn't in foul trouble in college is because, you know, they didn't want him kind of maximizing himself on defense because he had to stay in the game. But his conditioning was elite at that level, and I think we're starting to see it translate. I mean, he started to play over 30 minutes a game here with Isolo. And last season, we didn't really get to see that until Isolo took over. When Taylor Jenkins was the coach, he just didn't, you know, allow, you know, Zach Edey to be in those situations. Zach Edey, I don't think Zach Edey touched 30 minutes one time, you know, while Taylor Jenkins was the coach.
Yeah, the LaRoche offense was not great for him, but he's running a lot of high pick and roll, and it's like a cheat code sometimes, just throwing it up at the rim. And the way he catches the ball kind of cracks me up as well. Last week at some point, where the Cedric Coward pass that's way behind him while he's falling down, and the Jaren pass that he caught with his left. I mean, he does it all. Now, I'm curious your thought process in regards to pecking order and what his ceiling is scoring wise. You know, third best player on the team, second best player on the team. Like, what do you think his ceiling is for this Grizzlies team? How he fits into the roster?
The best, the most impactful. Now, the best is always subjective. Like, you know, we categorize different things as what makes a player the best player. But when we talk about impact, we're seeing it now just in terms of when he's on the floor, this team has looked completely different than at any point when they got any other player back. Like, when they got Ja back, it was like, oh, wow, the Grizzlies look better. But it wasn't to this level. This is an identity being formed. And before he was playing, there was no identity. We kept talking about, man, they're bad on offense. They're bad on defense. They can't rebound. They can't do this. They can't do that. And Zach Edey has changed a lot of that. So, to me, the impact is just that. The impact is the fact that he can be – now, he's not your prototypical number one option. So, that's why when I say best, like, I think it's more realistic and more likely you would love to have a wing or a guard, you know, as kind of your go-to guy, sure, like a Ja Morant. But when you look at the stat sheet and you look at the advanced numbers at the end of the day, the stats are going to show when Zach Edey is on the floor, that's when your team is performing at its best, and I think that's the ceiling for him.
Yeah, and they're starting to slow it down, feed the post a little bit more. I mean, if he played in the 80s, he'd be a number one option, no question about it. All right, now to Jaren. What's going on with him? Because, you know, sometimes when his offense has been off, and it has been lately, shooting too many threes, percentages are going down. He only had 7 points the other night against the Spurs. If he gives his normal, you know, 17, they probably win that ball game. But defensively, he has taken a pretty dramatic step back. Since Ja went out of the lineup, he's only averaging 0.2 blocks per game. This is a defensive player of the year. Like, he's just struggling on both sides. Is it Isolo and how he coaches? Is it Jaren just taking a step back? Are people figuring him out? What are you seeing?
Man, it's a lot of different factors. So let's touch on the Isolo part that you just mentioned. So one thing that I've kind of noticed a little bit more of with Isolo is he's not using Jaren in that same roam role that Taylor Jenkins often used him in. You remember Jaren used to just guard, like, the weakest shooter, and he just, like, you know, just parachute around. And, like, it freed him up to kind of get all these highlight blocks, because a lot of them were help side blocks. But if you watch Jaren in his career, for the most part, many of his blocks are not when he's guarding a guy one-on-one and then the guy goes up to shoot and he just swats it from, you know, down in front of him. He's never really been, you know, at his best getting those type of blocks. Most of his blocks are, you know, when he comes over and help and he's, you know, helping out one of his teammates. But I think the old way of using him as a roamer kind of freed him up a little bit more to do that. He still should be getting more blocks at the end of the day. Now, the other part of it is, so I remember when Jaren started off slow at the beginning of the season, and everyone was focused on, man, how Isla was using him, right? And now we've kind of graduated to more of Jaren's just got to be better, which is true. Not going to discount that part. Jaren does have to be better. But there is still something to be said about the combination of the Grizzlies have not figured out, whether it's Isla, they have not figured out exactly how to maximize using Jaren. One of those things, you know, what I've been talking to some of the players about is they say things like, we got to get spacing for Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren needs spacing. Ja needs spacing. Like, those two players operate at their best when there's a lot of spacing. Well, when you run an offense that's, you know, more predicated on pick and rolls, like, yes, you can create a lot of space with pick and rolls, but sometimes you're bringing another offensive player into the space and you know, things can get a little muddy or whatever, especially if you have shooters that aren't really scaring the opposing team. And that's been the good part about Jalen Wells shooting the basketball much better as of late. Cam Spencer, Davis Caldwell Pope shooting better. Like, as long as those guys are shooting well, you'll get that. But yeah, Jaren's just got to put the ball in the hoop, man. I think that's what it boils down to. We can talk about all those factors that I just mentioned, but this is a guy that's making, what, $35 million right now this season.
49
then when you talk
next
about
year.
Next season, yeah, it's gonna kick up. And you're talking, that's close to Luka Doncic money. So
right.
You need more. At the end of the day, when you're a star, it's just required of you. You know, it's not about if it's fair or anything. It's, at the end of the day, you were drafted to be this franchise player, this two-way star. You've shown, like, it's a respect thing too. You've shown the capabilities of being able to do this. Last season, he was dominant for those first 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like people have seen what it looks like when you are at your best. So it's unlocking that and consistently showing it, because this team needs it, right?
No question about it. Now, real quick, before I let you roll, Ja's status, do we have an update there? Day-to-day is the last I heard.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what it is right now. So just basically what the day-to-day is, I think when I said that, or when we put it out there, people took it as like, oh, you might be back tomorrow, you might be back the day after that. But it's day-to-day in terms of he's progressing and he has to kind of reach these benchmarks. Like, one of the things was, you know, he still was doing non-contact stuff. He was doing more stuff with the team, but it wasn't full speed and it was non-contact. So now you'll see, I think, you know, we'll see what his status is for Sunday, but at this point I'm not expecting him to play Sunday, because after Sunday – you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before a game on Friday. So you got 4 days in between there. I'm sure the Grizzlies will probably practice at least twice. They'll take some time off, but they'll probably practice at least twice. And in those 2 days of potential practices, you can get him into some of that full contact, full speed stuff that'll eventually clear him to be ready to go next week.
I hear you. Well, DeMichael, you have to get to FedEx Forum, so I'll let you roll. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care, Gabe.
He is DeMichael Cole at DeMichael C on X. He is the Grizzlies beat reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Grizzlies play the Clippers tonight at home, 7 o'clock. We will have that on 92.9 FM ESPN. 6:30 will be pregame. 7 o'clock, Eric Hasseltine will call the game. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. Hour number two is on the way, and David Cobb is next.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, you Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and dropped to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine? All deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.